Break Expectations with myself, Andrew, from Vintage 82. Today we're going to discuss white wines and their aging capabilities. Can white wines age? Are they supposed to be aged? Well, I would say around 95% of white wine should be enjoyed when it is young. However, there are three categories in aging white wine. There are those white wines that are meant to be drunk young. There are those white wines that can be drunk young, but have the potential for aging. And then there are those white wines that are best to be left stored and aged so that the potential would be, so that they would reach their potential. So then we're going to look at four different white wines with different capabilities. So we're starting off with the Craggy Range. This is a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. It's a lovely, fruity, mineral wine, very jovial, and is meant to be drunk relatively young. So I would say I would drink this within the first 2 to 3 years of purchase. This is the 2020 vintage, and we are now in 2022, so it probably should be drunk within the next year or so that we can really enjoy the lively, fruity characters of this type of wine. We'll next look at Chateau Giraud. This is the Gilles de Giraud from Bordeaux. This is a white wine from Bordeaux, and it is made of 50% Semillon grape and 50% Chardonnay grape. And this wine is aged in barrique, so it's aged in oak barrels, and it could be enjoyed young and has the potential to age a couple of years. So I would drink a wine like this within the first 2-3 years and enjoy maybe its more fruity characters, but then I could leave it another 2-3 years after that, so say 5 years in total, and then enjoy maybe more secondary and tertiary complex notes. Then we'll get to wines like Chablis. So there are different levels of Chablis. This is the Chateau Grenet from La Chablisienne. This is a Grand Cru Chablis, so this is the top or the best Chablis you can get. And I would suggest drinking these wines with a little bit of age. So you can drink them when they're young, but they also have the potential to age for 8, 10 years, 15 years. This is a 2011, and believe me, this was a storm in a glass. Amazing complexity, kept changing in the glass, and really, really enjoyable at a certain age. But you can drink it young as well. For example, and then an entry-level Chablis or the introductory Chablis AOC, I would probably enjoy within the first 2 to 3 years. I wouldn't mind keeping an entry-level Chablis up to 2 or 3 years because the fruit, if it's a good Chablis, a good producer, then the fruit will still remain fantastic. Some of them will actually improve within the first 2 or 3 years, but I wouldn't leave them too long after that. Then we also have another super wine, a super Chardonnay from Joseph Drouin. This is from Bonn. It's in Burgundy. It's a Clos de Mouche, and also aged in barrels, in barrique barrels. It's a Chardonnay grape, and wines like this then need to be aged so that they can reach their full potential. It's not that you cannot drink them young, but it would be extremely disappointing. It would be rather sad to open them when they're so young and not reach their full potential. So this is a bottle of wine that I would age for a minimum of 8 to 10 years before finally opening it. So there you have it. White wines can be drunk relatively young, and wines that can be opened once they've got a little bit of age on them. But it's a little bit difficult to realize which ones are meant to be opened young and which ones are meant to be aged. I think the key to this is usually the producer and maybe a little bit the price is often a determining factor. So usually the better the quality of the wine, then the longer you can actually age it. We'll discuss more of this in one of our next videos. Cheers.